A recent survey conducted by polling institute ILRES in collaboration with RTL has revealed a significant decline in trust in the United States among Luxembourg residents, alongside strong support for increased defence spending in the Grand Duchy. A staggering 80% of respondents stated that the US is not or is no longer a trustworthy ally. The survey also revealed that 73% of respondents support Luxembourg increasing its defence spending, a figure nearly identical to recent polling in Germany. Prime Minister Luc Frieden met his counterparts from the Netherlands and Belgium yesterday. In a press conference with Bart De Wever and Dick Schoof, the three prime ministers confirmed they're planning joint investments in defence and stronger cross-border police work in the fight against crime and illegal migration. Today, Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez is on a working visit to Luxembourg. He's meeting Prime Minister Luc Frieden at Zenningen Castle, followed by an audience with the Grand Duke at the palace. SP95 and SP98 petrol prices will be a little bit lower in the Grand Duchy this Wednesday. Just a few days after the previous decrease in petrol prices, Luxembourg's petrol prices are decreasing by 1.5 cents per litre, making SP95 petrol €1.46 and SP98 €1.55 per litre. In world news, US officials are preparing for a trip to Moscow with the hope that Russia will agree to a 30-day ceasefire in the war with Ukraine. After 8 hours of talks in Saudi Arabia, Ukraine backed the proposal. President Zelensky described it as a positive step. 25% tariffs have come into force on all US steel and aluminium imports. Uncertainty over Trump's trade plans and worries they could tip the world's biggest economy into a recession have roiled financial markets, with Wall Street indexes tumbling for a second straight day on Tuesday. British police have arrested on suspicion of manslaughter the captain of a ship that crashed into a tanker in the North Sea, sparking a massive blaze and leaving one crew member missing, presumed dead. Investigations have already started into what led the cargo ship to strike the tanker carrying jet fuel for the US military. And Portugal's centre-right government has collapsed as Prime Minister Luís Montenegro lost a confidence vote triggered by a scandal over his family business. His defeat will lead to Portugal's third election in less than 4 years, as the country faces pressure to boost defence spending and is roiled by a rise in anti-immigrant sentiment that has energised the far right. For more of these stories and for the latest updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with cycling, Matteo Jorgensen helped power Visma Lisa bike to victory in the third stage of the Paris-Nice race, a team time trial around the town of Nevers. The result saw the American all-rounder, the defending champion, back at the top of the overall standings ahead of teammate Jonas Vingegaard. Today's stage is over 163 kilometres from Vichy to La Loge des Gardes. And the future of Luxembourg's women's rugby will be on display on the occasion of the upcoming men's trophy fixtures, as RCL girls and Wolfardange ladies teams are set to take the pitch in two showcase matches. They'll play at the halftime break of the Luxembourg men's matches against Sweden and Poland on the 29th of March and 4th of April.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
We're starting off with a strong cloud presence in the morning, which could subside momentarily after lunchtime. Be ready for a few periods of mild rain throughout. Temperatures are a bit lower today. It's around 2 to 3 degrees now, going all the way to the 7 to 9 degree range as the maximum for the day.